It's Wednesday, the 18th of February 2015, and I'm still in Genoa. I can't help thinking it's one more whole day to go here, and then on Friday around lunchtime I fly home, so I'll probably just go more or less direct to the airport from the hotel. I don't think I'll have any work at the university, and I can't help saying I'm really looking forward to getting on that flight. I wish it took me a bit nearer to home. I've got a couple of train journeys to make when I get to the airport before I get home to Hull at around 6 o'clock in the evening. It's one of the hazards of long haul flying and being away frequently and also for long periods is a certain amount of homesickness. It's quite difficult, and it's quite difficult for the family back home sometimes to cope with. It's become very much a feature of my life. On a lighter note, the other hazard of the long-haul, frequent, long-time-away flyer who only takes cabin luggage with them is the constant anxiety about underpants and finding a laundry. I'm down to my last of everything today because in this hotel they sometimes take a couple of days to get your laundry back to you, so it has to come back today. I believe it is on its way. It was on its way last night but didn't quite make it. But it is always a bit of an anxiety when you send off a bag full of laundry and wonder when you're going to see it again. So when I arrive at a hotel now, I ask four questions. First of all, where's the bar? Second, is there a Catholic church nearby? Third, where's the gym? And fourth, do you have a same-day, seven-day-a-week laundry service? If all those things are in place, I give it the four stars. If they're not there, then I get worried, especially the last one. You can always find a church, you can always find a bar, and you can always go running, but you can't compensate really for laundry. So, I've got a session with the PhD students today, and then I think it's a teleconference with my colleagues back in Hull, which will be odd, me being here and seeing them. I haven't seen them for a couple of weeks, about a project that we're trying to set up between Genoa and Hull. I've had an interesting and varied day here in Genoa today. I spent all the morning and a little bit of the afternoon with the PhD students. The plan was for me to come and deliver some lectures here, but a couple of years ago I mentioned the concept of rapid evidence assessment as a way of quickly getting some publications out here, and they've taken to this idea. I gave them a few sessions and hints the last time I was here on how they could do it, and we made a start to doing a review on clinical competence of nurses regarding patient safety and whether the clinical learning environment has got any influence on this. And they really have taken to this like proverbial ducks to water, and they've worked hard. It's a fairly slow, rapid evidence assessment. Rapid doesn't really mean it's going to be done quickly, although that is the idea, but a rapid evidence assessment doesn't do things like hand-searching references or the grey literature or looking at languages other than English, for example. So it goes for the majority of the published papers, and my view is that any systematic review that goes beyond that is probably getting into the law of diminishing returns and wasting its time. But nevertheless, rapid evidence assessment is quite explicit about it. So they've done this. They've used a bewildering array of search terms, and they've sorted all that out and got it right. Their expertise there is better than mine. They've found papers, they've sorted out the duplicates, they've assessed them for relevance, and this is all recorded on a Prisma flow chart. And they've found, or at least I sent them, a method of assessing mixed methods papers or combined methods papers using qualitative and quantitative studies by Hawker et al. And one of the authors there is Sheila Payne, a former colleague of mine from Sheffield. And they've applied this and scored the papers, so I spent some time yesterday with them suggesting how they could summarise all this in a table. They've got a huge table which will be too big for any publication, but which I'm encouraging them to get into a presentable state so that it can be used as an appendix or put online as a supplementary piece of material. So once they've got this table together, I've then given them an outline for a potential discussion. So by the end of March, I think, they're going to prepare that and send it to me. Then I'm back in May, and hopefully we can get this finished off and finalised and sent off. And I think what they plan to do is to send it to my own journal, the Journal of Advanced Nursing. In the process of doing this, they noticed on the paper by Hawker et al. About the scoring system, that they reported a scoring system that ranged from 10 to 40. However, the actual tool that was printed in the paper only gave a scoring range from 10 to 36. It had 9 items scored from 1 to 4 instead of 10. And I was able, in the course of lunchtime, to track down one of the authors, Sheila Payne, email her and ask about this, and she got back to me and said that the wrong table had been published in the paper, so they're just as well to use the 36-point scoring system, as the 10 questions weren't available. So I think they were quite impressed that I actually managed to sort that out for them. So that's been a good day. The thought of doing specific lectures was abandoned very early. I've taken a very democratic approach to this and asked them what they want to do. They don't have a specified course. They want to do things that help them to learn skills. And with a mature group, and they're a very mature group, some of them very senior in their clinical posts, wanted to spend the day working on the review together and having me sitting in from time to time and giving a bit of advice. So that was by far the best way to do it. It also means I've got several sessions on quantitative methods in the bank, as it were, that I can use next time, and they've given me some idea of the sort of things that they would like to do next time, and I have got sessions prepared on that, which I've done with previous groups. So this is good. I enjoy my time here. I'm glad that it's going to carry on for a while too, and it's got some idea of a plan for the next visit, which is being dictated by the students rather than by my colleagues. Not that there's anything wrong with my colleagues, but I think it's really good to give these students what they're anxious about and what they want. Then this afternoon we had a Skype telephone call from Genova back to my own University of Hull with two of my colleagues, Fiona Cowdell and Judith Dyson, and they have an interest in melanoma, as do my colleagues here. So we were talking about the potential for doing a translation and back translation of an instrument developed in Hull and published in the Journal of Advanced Nursing, doing some validation of that against an Italian tool that's been translated here from English into Italian by Giuseppe, and then ultimately in a year or so ahead looking for the possibility of applying for Horizon 2020 money along with other centres in Europe from the EU. So whether this comes off or not is always difficult to predict, because those sort of projects are quite difficult to sustain and the money is very competitive, but it's so far been a very productive couple of days. So one more day to go, in which I give a session to the master's students on writing for publication. This will be translated in sequence by Giuseppe, because their English isn't as good as the PhD students, and it's a much larger group, so it's always a bit tedious but also quite fun to do. I've got to remember not to say too much and break it down into sort of sound bites that Giuseppe can then translate. And it's always difficult to get them asking questions at the end. They're quite shy, but usually they do get started. So we've got all morning to spend with them if necessary, but probably an hour and a half will do it. It's very hard work for Giuseppe translating, because he doesn't just have to do it there. He then has to come back to the office with me to meet with colleagues and keep translating there. And he's also trying to do his own work. So I appreciate his efforts, which are unpaid essentially, because he's now employed by the University of Genova, so this is essentially over and above the call of duty. So that's today. I'm going to sign off there. Dinner tonight with Giuseppe, but another early night. I was awake at 5 o'clock this morning, wide awake, 4 o'clock UK time. I got up and worked, read, did my emails, but by about 3 o'clock this afternoon I was exhausted. I went for a run along the Corsa Italia for the whole length of it, so I did approximately 4 miles. Beautiful evening, completely different from the other morning. The sun was shining, still quite chilly, but it was dry, blue skies, blue sea, and Genova was looking a little bit more like its old self.